Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to The Parenthood. Now, if you are a parent listening to this, I would potentially press pause on this and get your children, because the point of this podcast is that it's to be listened to by parents as well as children. Because if you're a parent who has a child that is resistant to putting on sun cream, you'll know as well as I do how difficult it is. And if they know how important it is to put sun cream on, then our jobs might be a little bit easier. In our family, we love summer. My children relish wearing shorts, not having to wear socks. They love picnics, ice cream, swimming, and long evenings. But of course, there is one thing they don't love, something that causes more fuss than pretty much anything else we do, and that is putting on sunscreen. With me today, I've got Dr. Kiara Hunt, a mother of two who's experienced the nightmare of trying to put sun cream on reluctant children firsthand. Kiara, it's not uncommon for children to hate having sun cream put on, isn't it?
I think it's probably one of the most common complaints about summer that children have. But it is one of the most important things we can do. I mean, not that we see that much sun in the UK.
We're recording this on a particularly grey May day when summer seems a long way off.
But we do get some sun in the summer months, and especially when we go away on holiday. We must be very careful about our children's skin. And children listening, it's important that you understand why we have to put all this horrid sticky cream on you every few hours when you're in the sun. But it is very, very important to protect you, not just now when you're in the sun, but also against cancer when you're older, which we definitely don't want to happen.
Yeah, I mean, my holidays I find are kind of ruined by that. No, it's too sticky, it's too cold, it's too greasy, it's too... Oh my gosh, it drives me nuts. It really drives me nuts. But probably quite good to know, why do we need to wear sun cream? What is it protecting us from?
So the sun's rays can be harmful to our skin, whatever skin tone you have. The sun's rays contain two harmful rays, UVA and UVB, and they are both harmful. We used to think that it was only UVB rays that were harmful, which are the ones that cause burning, but the UVA ones cause tanning as well, which, although people like the idea of a tanning is not good for your skin and increases your chances of cancer. So basically, we want to stop those harmful UVA and UVB rays from getting into our skin and damaging the DNA in our skin cells, causing problems later down the line, and also to stop us burning our skin once we've been in the sun, which means we can't go in the sun anymore because it'd be too painful.
And what is sun cream? Like, how exactly does it protect our skin?
There are substances in the sun creams, of organic and inorganic substances, and they work in slightly different ways. One of them works by acting as a barrier. Most of them have something called zinc oxide in that acts as a barrier that stops the sun getting through it.
So it's a bit like a t-shirt on your skin.
Exactly. And then the organic substances absorb the rays of the sun. So the actual substance absorbs the sun's harmful rays and stops it getting on our skin. It basically protects the actual skin, which is very sensitive to the sun, from being burnt or damaged.
And if a child who went into the sun on like the hottest day of the year when it's really sunny and didn't wear any sun cream, what would happen to that person? What if I decided just not to put sun cream on my children because there was too much fuss and I thought, right, enough is enough, just go outside and see what happens. What would happen?
it depends how sunny it was and where you were. But if they were in the sun, if they were, say, in the pool or in the sea, or and it was a really hot day and somewhere near the equator, then they would, their skin would go very red. They would burn.
And is that the same kind of burn as when you burn yourself on the
oven? Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, yeah, it can get to that. So it then blisters. So a very serious burn will cause actually the skin to die.
So, Kiara, what would happen if I didn't put sun cream on? Say there was just too much whining and too much fussing, and I just said, right, children, you go out with no sun cream on and see what happens. What would happen?
Well, she was stuck on a desert island with no sun cream and it was blistering sun and no shade. Well, the reason it's called blistering sun is because the sun will actually kill the skin cells and you will blister. You get blister, your child will get blisters all over their body.
Which is when it goes all sort of pussy and bubbly.
Yeah,
it goes
like bubbles, exactly. Sort of pussy air bubbles under the skin, which is the dead skin coming off, basically. And then it will all peel off. It'll be very, very painful to touch.
Even if you don't touch it, it's painful, isn't it?
Even if you don't, even just moving is painful. Lying down, the sheets, touching it is painful. If it's really, really bad, that you can get a fever with it, become very unwell with it. Your skin is a very important organ and it regulates your temperature along with other things. And if you kill the skin, you can get extremely unwell. You can get infections from when the blistering happens. All the nasty bacteria that your skin is protecting you against can get into that burn and you can become really unwell. So, I mean, that is an extreme case. But even if you don't put it on regularly enough and your child's skin goes red and then, peels a bit a few days later, that is doing serious damage to your child's skin. And it's not just the immediate burn. We know, and children listen, this is important, that if a child burns to blistering just once in their childhood, they double their risk of getting skin cancer. So malignant melanoma, which is the most deadly form of skin cancer. So we definitely want to not burn. It's a really bad thing to burn. And even if you don't burn but you tan, your risk is still high. And even if you have dark skin, you can get damage your skin from the sun. So everyone should be wearing sun cream or protecting their skin in some way from the sun.
Because even if you do put sun cream on, even if you put like 30 or 50 on and you're in the sun, you still get a little bit of colour. Is that still really bad as well? Or just is a sort of very little tan okay occasionally?
No, I think as long as you're protecting yourself as much as you can, that's absolutely fine. But yes, absolutely. Even 50 SPF, fixed 50 is not 100% protective. It's about 98% protective.
Can people die of sunburn?
Well, I mean, in that scenario I outlined before, it would be extremely rare. But yes, it has happened and it can happen from that you can die from sunburn. But it would have to be pretty severe. So yes, sun cream is important. You need to look at the SPF. So that stands for sun protection factor. And it goes from 4, I think, up to 50 is the maximum. And what that is, actually, people often want to know what that is. If you as a child are out in the sun without anything on, the amount of time it takes for your skin to start going red, so say it takes 10 minutes for your skin to start going a bit red, which is quite normal for children's skin, then you times the SPF, you times that number by the SPF to show how long you can be outside. So if it takes 10 minutes for your skin to go red, then SPF 15 will protect you for 150 minutes, so just over 2 hours.
So you need to keep on reapplying it.
So then you need to reapply it, exactly, or go inside after that time. And then the higher factor just protects you for longer.
And longer term too, sun ages your skin, doesn't it? So yeah.
In childhood. So people who've spent a lot of time in the sun without using the right kind of sun protection will get wrinkles and old looking skin on their face.
And you will have noticed, actually, children listening, that older people have more wrinkles, and that's because they have spent more time in the sun. But people who haven't worn sun protection have much worse wrinkles, don't they? Or much, much more wrinkles than people that haven't spent much time in the sun.
And if you look at your parents' hands, you'll probably see a few little brown dots on their hands, and that's probably sun damage, because we're not very good at putting sun cream on our hands even when it's not a very sunny day. So face and hands tend to be the most sun damaged. And we can do things to protect ourselves, so we should.
And sun cream is not the only way to protect yourself from the sun, is it? There's other things that you can do.
Well, I mean, clothes, as long as they're clothes that are, you know, appropriate for the sun. So
thick, like a white T-shirt.
A white T-shirt, as long as it's not wet and as long as it's thick enough, not a very thin white T-shirt, we can still burn through it. Ideally, you'd use a, you know, UVB, UVA protection clothes.
So there's swimsuits and there's rash vests yeah, and things that will protect you.
And I think if you're going to, because really we should be applying sun cream even at the very least sort of every 2 to 3 hours. So if you know your child's going to be all day in the sun surfing, swimming, that sort of thing, then I think the swim vests are probably the easiest option, as long as you're still putting sun cream on the areas that are exposed.
And also, ideally, sun cream underneath so that if they do take them off, then they're still protected a little bit.
Yeah, in an ideal world, yes.
And hats are quite useful too, because it's quite difficult. I mean, I always find on my head, you know, when my hair parts down the middle, that's quite a difficult one to put sun cream on because obviously there's hair there. Mm. So actually wearing a hat is quite important too, isn't it?
Yeah, and sunglasses, because that skin around your eyes is particularly sensitive and can burn. So sunglasses, you know, after the age of 6 months even is really important.
What if it's cloudy? If you've gone on holiday, we all know that it's not always sunny every day. If you've gone on holiday and you've worn sunscreen over the sunny days, and then you wake up one morning, it's cloudy, can you get out of putting on sun cream, or is that still
sadly not? I'm afraid you still have to put sun cream in. In fact, people often get the most burnt on cloudy days because they're spending much more time outside, you know, in the sun, although not in the direct sunlight, because sun can penetrate through cloud and still burn. So it's really important to still put sun cream on when it's cloudy. Really important.
And what if you just, I mean, just going back to this, people, children hating having sun cream on, any tips on that sort of making that ordeal a little less awful? I mean, I suppose the first thing is just to think about it as a necessity, like eating and like going to the loo, that you have to do if you want to stay healthy.
If you just make it, it's non-negotiable. It is something that has to be done if you want to play outside in the sun. And, you know, children don't like it, but just
no
get
one
it
likes
done.
It. Adults don't like it either, but just we get, also know what the consequences are.
Exactly.
Just and get it so done will you now that you've listened to this podcast.
Quickly and easily. The quicker you do it, the less unpleasant it is. And have a, you know, go with your parents to the shop, to the pharmacy, and go and have a look through the different sun creams available, because it comes in all sorts of different forms. It doesn't have to be cream if you hate cream. It can be a spray, kind of oily spray. It can be a gel. It can be a stick. There's loads of different ways you can put loads of different forms that sun cream come in, and maybe one that you don't mind as much as other ones, especially when you think you have to put it on a few times a day if you're going to be in a really sunny place.
And it's probably, I always found with my children, it's really good at the beginning of the day to put it on like with no clothes on,
yeah,
just so that you get all those little areas, even though your bottom is going to be covered by your swimwear. It's still just worth putting that first application, make sure it's
it doesn't go all over your clothes as well. And I think that, yeah, and also you don't want to be putting it on when you're in the beach, then all the sand gets stuck to it.
That's the
so
worst.
You want to put it on before you even get dressed in the morning, and put on enough of it. You don't want to, make sure you're putting it on so that you have at least a sort of probably an egg cup full for your whole body, and then make sure you reapply it. Very, very important.
I another trick that I found quite good, because I hate that sort of stickiness after you put sun cream on, is just to wash the palms of my hands afterwards, so that at least on the palms where you're sort of touching things and sticking things, you know, it's just slightly less sticky.
Yeah, just making sure that when you're washing them, you still keep the tops of your hands, make sure they've got sun cream on the tops of your hands, because that is somewhere where it's very often missed. You know, the places you have to watch out that are often missed and most commonly burnt are hands, as we just said.
The tops of your hands.
Tops of your hands. Ears,
lips,
yep, and you can get special sun cream lip balms. The tops of your feet is very commonly missed, and I'm sure everyone's had a little bit of pink skin on the tops of their feet. Back of your knees, and your hands.
Do you need to put it on the soles of your feet and the soles of your hands or not?
Usually not. The skin's very thick there, and they don't see much sun. But you know, if you're suddenly sunbathing with your palms facing up, then they will get burnt. So be careful. And then obviously, think about how the sun's shining down on you. So tops of your shoulders, chest, if you're sitting, tops of your legs, they're all going to get burnt.
Eyelids. If you're if your eyes shut.
If you're and if you don't have sunglasses on, yes.
Yeah, and ears are often quite a common one too.
Yeah, absolutely, exactly. Tops of ears.
Yeah.
Which is why hats are always a good thing.
Yeah, and it's probably worth not just counting on one of these things. So just a combination of just making sure you've got a lot of sun cream on, make sure you've got, you've given your parents, or, you know, you've given, you know, got into the habit of putting sun cream on first thing in the morning, look in a mirror just to make sure there's any bits that you haven't missed. But then during the day, making sure that you're wearing a hat, you're spending, the hottest time of the day is between what, midday and three or something?
Yeah, I mean,
when the sun's most intense.
Ideally, the advice is between 10 and four, but that's pretty much the whole day. So you can't spend the whole time. So the hot bit over the lunchtime, try not to be outside the whole time. And remember, your parents hate putting sun cream on you probably more than you hate being having sun cream put on you. And they're only doing it so that they are protecting you from being really painfully burnt or getting cancer, which can kill you when you're an adult or
having some wrinkles that one day you might regret having. Not that I think wrinkles are bad. I love wrinkles. I think, you know, for me, my children, I find, spend more time fussing about having the sun cream being put on rather than actually having it put on. So I would sort of almost eliminate that horrible time at the beginning where you're sort of having that conversation, because kids listening, it's non-negotiable. No, your parents are just not going to think, all right, as a treat, I'll let you not put sun cream on. It's not the same as when you're asking for sweets or crisps that they might say, okay, just this once because it's a holiday. When it comes to sun cream, the answer is always going to be, you have to put sun cream on, and that's for your own good. So please try and make it a little easier for them, and realize that it is a really important thing that one day when you are much older, you will be having the same battles with your children, and you will be grateful that your parents insisted on it. Kiara, thanks so much for joining us today. I hope you've all enjoyed listening to this. Children, please do spread the word to amongst your friends if you've enjoyed listening to it. And if there's any other topics you'd like us to discuss, if there are any other things that baffle you that adults make you do, that you'd like to hear from a doctor whether or not it's important, let us know. You can get your parents to contact us via Instagram. We're at theparent.hood. But in the meantime, from Kiara and me, thanks for listening. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.